Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast, How to Expertly Describe a Mentor in IELTS Speaking, a Comprehensive Guide. Describing a mentor is a common topic in IELTS speaking exams, particularly in Part 2. This task requires candidates to demonstrate their ability to articulate personal experiences, use descriptive language, and express their thoughts coherently. Let's explore how to excel in this topic and achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a person who has been a mentor to you, is frequently encountered in IELTS speaking tests. It's crucial to understand what examiners are looking for. Detailed description of the mentor. Clear explanation of their impact on your life. Coherent structure in your response. Appropriate use of vocabulary and grammar. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to mentorship or guidance. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you think mentors are important? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I believe mentors are quite important. They can guide us and help us avoid mistakes. In my experience, having a mentor has been really helpful for my personal growth. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely, I consider mentors to be invaluable in one's personal and professional development. They offer unique insights and wisdom gained from their experiences, which can be instrumental in helping us navigate challenges and accelerate our growth. In my own life, the guidance of mentors has been transformative, allowing me to avoid common pitfalls and make more informed decisions. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who has been a mentor to you. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what you have learned from this person, and explain why this person is important to you. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my high school English teacher, Mrs. Thompson, who has been an incredibly influential mentor in my life. I first met her when I was 15, struggling with both the language and my confidence in expressing myself. Mrs. Thompson wasn't just a teacher. She was a beacon of inspiration. Her approach to teaching was revolutionary. She didn't just focus on grammar and vocabulary, but on building our critical thinking skills and cultural understanding. She introduced us to diverse literature and encouraged us to draw parallels between the texts and our own lives. What I learned from her transcended the boundaries of language learning. She taught me the power of perseverance, the importance of embracing mistakes as learning opportunities, and how to articulate my thoughts with clarity and conviction. Her lessons on empathy and global citizenship have shaped my worldview and influenced my career choices. Mrs. Thompson's importance in my life cannot be overstated. She was more than just a teacher, she was a mentor, a confidant, and a role model. Her belief in my abilities gave me the courage to pursue my dreams, including studying abroad. Even years after graduation, I still find myself applying the life lessons she imparted. Her mentorship has been a cornerstone of my personal and professional development, instilling in me a lifelong love for learning and a desire to make a positive impact on others, just as she did for me. Follow-up questions. How has this mentor influenced your career choices? What qualities do you think make a good mentor? Sample answer, band 8-9. Mrs. Thompson's mentorship has profoundly influenced my career trajectory. Her emphasis on cultural understanding and effective communication sparked my interest in international relations. This led me to pursue a degree in global studies and eventually work for a multinational organization where I can apply the cross-cultural communication skills she helped me develop. In terms of qualities that make a good mentor, I believe empathy is paramount. A great mentor, like Mrs. Thompson, can put themselves in their mentee's shoes and provide guidance tailored to individual needs. Patience is another crucial trait, as progress often comes in small increments. Expertise in their field is important, but equally so is the ability to convey that knowledge in an accessible manner. Lastly, a good mentor inspires and challenges their mentee, pushing them to reach their full potential while providing unwavering support. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to mentorship. Here are some potential questions and answers. Q1, how do you think mentorship programs can benefit society as a whole? Band 6-7 answer. I think mentorship programs can be really beneficial for society. They help people learn new skills and improve themselves. This can lead to better job opportunities and personal growth, which is good for everyone. Band 8-9 answer. Mentorship programs can have a profound impact on society. Firstly, they facilitate knowledge transfer across generations, ensuring that valuable experiences and insights are not lost. This intergenerational learning can lead to more innovative problem-solving approaches in various fields. Moreover, mentorship programs can serve as a powerful tool for social mobility, providing individuals from disadvantaged backgrounds with guidance and opportunities they might not otherwise have access to. This can help bridge socioeconomic gaps and create a more equitable society. Additionally, these programs often foster a culture of continuous learning and personal development, which can boost productivity and drive economic growth. On a broader scale, mentorship can promote empathy and understanding between diverse groups, contributing to social cohesion and harmony. Q2. Do you think the concept of mentorship has changed with the rise of digital technology? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I believe digital technology has changed mentorship. Now, people can find mentors online and communicate through video calls or messaging apps. This makes mentorship more accessible to many people. Band 8-9 answer. The advent of digital technology has undoubtedly revolutionized the concept of mentorship. The traditional face-to-face model has been augmented by virtual mentoring relationships that transcend geographical boundaries. This shift has democratized access to expertise, allowing individuals to connect with mentors from diverse backgrounds and specializations worldwide. Digital platforms have also introduced micro-mentoring, where brief, focused interactions can provide targeted guidance. However, this digital transformation also presents challenges, such as maintaining the depth and intimacy of mentor-mentee relationships in a virtual setting. It requires developing new skills in digital communication and relationship building. Despite these challenges, the digital age has expanded the scope and reach of mentorship, making it more flexible, diverse, and accessible than ever before. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Invaluable, valuable, adage, extremely useful, indispensable. Example. Her advice was invaluable in helping me make that crucial decision. Beacon of inspiration. Phrase, a source of inspiration or guidance. Example, in times of doubt, my mentor remained a beacon of inspiration. Transcend, verb, to go beyond the limits of something. Example, the lessons I learned from my mentor transcended mere academic knowledge. Articulate, chulit, verb, express thoughts or feelings fluently and coherently. Example, my mentor taught me how to articulate my ideas more effectively. Cornerstone, noun, an important quality or feature on which something depends or is based. Example, trust is the cornerstone of any meaningful mentorship relationship. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing a mentor in your IELTS speaking test, prepare diverse examples. Have various mentor experiences ready to discuss. Practice structure. Organize your thoughts coherently with clear introduction, body, and conclusion. Use descriptive language. Incorporate vivid adjectives and specific examples to bring your description to life. Show impact. Clearly articulate how the mentor influenced you, demonstrating reflection and personal growth. Expand vocabulary. Learn and use sophisticated terms related to mentorship and personal development. Develop fluency. Practice speaking about your mentor regularly to improve your fluency and confidence. Remember, authenticity is key. While using advanced vocabulary is important, ensure your responses remain genuine and reflective of your personal experiences. By following these guidelines and incorporating the provided examples and vocabulary, you'll be well equipped to excel in describing a mentor in your IELTS speaking test, potentially boosting your band score significantly.